meeting Bo, well, first, really, I was about 10 years old in Barberton, and we were I was with my mom, and we were at the bank, and Bo's mother worked there, but I didn't know him, you know, and I was just a little kid, and people were making a big fuss over him, you know, and I was wondering, you know, I'm like 10 years old. I say, hey, it's just another white guy. You know, what's going on? You know, but how do you know that your paths are going to cross later? Fast forwarding, I was recruited my senior year, and Bo was the head coach down in Miami of Ohio. And I think he kind of felt like I was, you know, kind of obligated to come there. I didn't know, but.
Because you're from Barberton?
Yeah, because we're both from Barberton, you know, mm-hmm. And I went down on a recruiting trip. True story, myself and Tom Darden, and Bo and the coaches picked us up at the airport and walked around campus. We had dinner, and then they let us hang out with some of the guys on the team. So, you know, a recruiting trip, but we had fun. And it's about 2 in the morning. We were up talking. I'd been to a party, and then we finally get to sleep, and about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, we heard on the door, and I'm like, TD looked at me, I looked at him, that's Tom Darden, and I opened the door, and there was Bo standing, you know, with his hat turned backwards, you guys ready to work out? I was like, I looked over at TD, I just shook my head, I just, you know, I couldn't believe it, you know, and but he was serious, 15 minutes downstairs, you know, shorts, t-shirt, and tennis shoes, got all the stuff waiting for us, you know, it was the worst weekend of my life, man. We lifted weights. We ran for time. And all the time, you know, Bo and the coaches were squeezing your arms and you're soft. And, you know, how'd you run all those touchdowns and all of that stuff? You know, it wasn't a typical recruiting trip. And we couldn't wait to leave that campus. And moreover, you know, as we continue to be recruited other schools and people don't go to Miami of Ohio. They got a nut as a head coach. You do not want to go to school there, you know. And I mean, we were serious. We could not stand him. We didn't like Bo. We didn't like his coaches, anything. Now, fast forwarding again, obviously we decided on Tom Darden and I to go to Michigan. And we went to Michigan. I'm really dating myself because there was freshman football then. In 68, and we got through the freshman year and went home for Christmas. And I'll never forget, it was December 24th of 1968. And I went to my front door at home, and I picked up the Akron Beacon Journal, and it had Bo Schembechler named head coach, University of Michigan. I fell out, man. I almost died. I called TD, and he said, BT, it's true, man. It's true. I said, you got to be kidding. But and we fast forwarding again. We get back after Christmas break. We're in winter conditioning. And keep in mind, for months, we've been telling everybody we know, stay away from that man, Schembechler, because he's crazy, you know. And we said a lot of bad things about him, you know. I can't do that on the air right now, right. You know. But I really wanted nothing to do with that man after that weekend in Miami. And now he's our head coach. So he walks around looking at us doing winter conditioning and look at me and stare, and he walk away. And I was like, oh, man, I'm in trouble, you know. Because going back to his first meeting with us, he said he's going to treat everybody the same, like dogs, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was talking about me and TD at that time, you know, because of what we had said. But a week or so into conditioning, he walked up to me and said, Taylor, I want to see you in my office after conditioning. I was like, oh, man, I might as well pack my stuff, you know. Walk over to his office. Lynn Cook was his assistant. She said, Bo, Bill is here, and tell him to come in. So I walk into his office, close the door, and I'm standing there, and he's writing at his desk. And it seems like an hour passes, really about 5 minutes. He just totally ignored me. And I was like, man, he's signing my papers. I'm out of here, you know. So take a seat. So I sat down in front of him, and I didn't know what to say. I was just nervous. I was sweating bullets, you know. And finally, He sat back in his chair and he put his hands behind his head and says, "You thought you got rid of me, didn't you?"
I started laughing, a big grin. Bo, we're from Barberton, man. We're going to show him how to play football up here at the University of Michigan. So that's how that conversation went. I probably lost 5 pounds when I was sitting waiting to talk to him, but